Tea Words, Volume 1, by Chan Master Sheng Yan. Strictness and Laxity, Chan Newsletter, Number 18, December 1981. Once, when I was giving a Chan retreat in Taiwan, a certain middle-aged Chinese woman who lives in Florida returned to Taiwan on a visit. She expressed a desire to join a Chan retreat with me, but I said, "No, you have come to Taiwan on a pleasure trip. You should be enjoying yourself, not undertaking a difficult practice." But she said, "The opportunity for this kind of practice is very hard to come by. I would like to give it a try." I asked her, "Can you meditate?" She said, "No." I said, "If you cannot meditate, how can you participate in the retreat?" She answered, "I haven't come here to practice meditation. I have come here to discipline my mind." I said, "This is very interesting. Okay, I'll let you try. When everyone gets up in the morning, you may continue to sleep. During the meditation periods, if you wish, you can get up and take a walk. If you feel bored, you can always leave the meditation hall. If you feel inclined to sit, you may join the others in the hall so long as you do not disturb their practice. You do not even have to sit on a cushion. You can even sit on a chair." When the woman heard this, she said, "This is all quite fine, but why are you treating me differently from the others?" I said, "I don't believe you are really ready to practice. I think you have come here basically to have a nice time." There was another woman participant who was more advanced in years, and although she had studied meditation, I had also given her permission to take it easier because she told me, "I am very old already, and I cannot take a very rough schedule. If I don't get enough sleep, I may not be able to last through the day. If I sit for too long a stretch, my back and legs will hurt, and I won't be able to stand it." So I told them, "The two of you are a special case. You should both sleep in the same room. In fact, it does not matter whether you show up on time for meals or not. You are free to do what you like." In the beginning, the two ladies were having a good time. After sitting for a time in the meditation hall, when they felt a bit tired, they would look at each other, and if one was ready to get up, the other would also get up. They came and left the hall together. In the evening, when one was ready to go to sleep, the two would go off to sleep, even though the others were still meditating. After 3 days of this, they noticed that everyone else was practicing very hard, and they began to feel strange. They asked me, "What have we come here for?" I said, "Haven't you come here to practice?" They answered, "But if we continue the way we have for the last 3 days, after 7 days, it is doubtful whether we would get any benefit from this retreat." I said, "In that case, would you like to join the others? However, I will not enforce any strict rules on you. You can still do whatever you like." So the two ladies decided to try imitating the others and follow the strict rules. On the fourth day, they went through a lot of pain and suffering. By the fifth day, they developed a strong sense of shame. The older woman thought her days were numbered, and she did not have much time left for practice. The woman from Florida thought it was very rare indeed to be able to return to Taiwan and practice on a retreat like this. She should not have wasted her time. She thought, "Even if I die in the meditation hall, so be it. I will not get up to go to sleep earlier. I will do just as the young people here are doing. In fact, when she noticed some of the others moving around, she thought, these youngsters really don't have any idea what the practice is all about. Only we older ones know what it means to practice. Our time is almost up. They are still young and healthy. Why don't they work harder? Once, the older woman sat without moving for a long time. The younger woman from Florida thought, she is so old, and yet she can sit there not moving for so long. I must be able to do the same thing. So she was actually competing with the old lady. After 2 hours, she could not take it anymore. She was ready to stand up, but saw that the old lady was still sitting there, and she decided, forget about it. I would rather die in the meditation hall than get up from my seat. If the old lady can do it, I can do it. In the end, the old woman sat for 4 hours, and she sat for 6 hours straight. Out of all the participants on the retreat, it was those two, and especially the woman from Florida, who obtained the best result. This shows that in the practice of Chan, there are no hard and fast rules regarding strictness or laxity. Rather, it varies according to different situations. As a rule, if you do not enforce strict rules on young people, they may take it too easy and eventually just leave. But older people, and those in special situations, may feel a strong sense of shame in that they may lose the opportunity to practice. And regardless of the looseness of the rules, they may instead work very hard and achieve the best results.